How many of you know the Lord is worthy to be praised? How many of you know the Lord is good to you? How many of you know the Lord has brought you out of a mighty long way? And because the Lord has been that good, we ought to give Him that kind of praise. So, with everyone standing to their feet, we want to just enter into a time of reflection upon God's Word tonight. Invite you, if you have a Bible, to turn with me to the 49th chapter of the book of Isaiah. 49th chapter of the book of Isaiah. I want to read one verse for you tonight, Isaiah 49, verse number 6. And when you got it, I want you to say, amen. So Isaiah 49, 6 reads as follows. And he said, it is a light thing. Somebody say light thing. It is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Here is the reading of God's word. I want you to pray with me on tonight's sermon title, Take God Out of the Box. Take God out of the box. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, we've come to do a new thing. And I want you to take God out of the box that you put him in. I know you got a big box, but I want you to know we serve a big God. So no matter how big your box is, take God out of your box in the name of Jesus. Let's give God a praise offering in this place. You may be seated. God bless you. I want to take this moment to just simply say God is good. And God is awesome. And as we've come tonight, this is a new thing that we are doing here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. And it is not just for the membership of Shiloh. It is not just for a young demographic. Certainly we want to attract our 18-year-olds and 20-somethings and 30-somethings. It is not just for seniors and those who've grown up here at Shiloh. This is something that I think is going to be indicative of Shiloh taking God out of a box. Amen, somebody. And that means that no matter if you've grown up in the church your whole life or you just came to know Jesus last week, there is a proverbial box that we tend to put God in. And that proverbial box is something that oftentimes limits God and what God can do. And so this scripture tonight, as awesome as it is a scripture that I want you to remember and walk away from tonight, understanding that this serves notice on the devil that we here at this traditional Baptist church right in the heart of the city of Trenton, amen, amen, are trying to take God out of the box. And that means that there's nothing wrong with what we do on Sunday mornings. To God be the glory. A lot of folk think that's mama's church and that's grandmama's church. Well, if it got grandmama through the wilderness, come on, somebody. You ought not just throw it out so quick. Come on, somebody. But at the same time, I believe that God is always doing a new thing. How many of you know God is always doing a new thing? And no matter how many limitations we tend to put on God, God always has a way of blowing our minds. And so tonight really is a way in which God is not only stretching this branch of Zion, but really trying to blow our minds. And I believe the Lord wants to blow our mind. God wants us to take Him out of a box and understand that when we step out on faith, that God is going to take us new places, to new heights, and to new depths that we never could have imagined. Now, how many of you, when you were praising the Lord not too long ago, heard a sound of a horn blowing in the sanctuary? How many of you know where that horn was coming from? Well, if you don't know, yeah, it was coming back over there in the corner, wasn't it? But let me introduce you to the sister who many of you probably didn't even know that kind of wind can come up out of her. Come on up here, Sister Henderson. I want you to just take God out of the box. This is a traditional ram's horn. Listen. This is a traditional ram's horn. That is one that I have in my office almost exactly like that. Before the people of God went to battle, come on somebody, before they went out to fight the armies of the Ammonites and the Edomites and the Moabites and the Girgashites, come on somebody, before God's people went into battle, God told them to blow the horns. Before the walls of Jericho came tumbling down, God said, march around that city seven times, and on the seventh time, I want you to blow your horn. Come on, somebody. And I just need you to hear what the sound of the horn sounds like. Come on, Sister Melba, let God be God. Oh, somebody ought to be giving God some praise. There's some Ammonites that are about to fall. There's some Girgashite. One more time, Sister Melba. One more time, Sister Henderson. One more time. Blow it again. Blow it again. Blow it again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. She is in her zone. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That's what the sound of the horn sounds like. Now, yeah, we're a traditional Black Baptist church, but we're going to blow some ram's horns up in here. Because we're trying to take God out of the box. Come on, somebody. Yeah. She got the spirit. She's coming back. Listen, she came with a double barrel shotgun. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Somebody, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Blow the horn. Blow the horn. If you're having trouble in your marriage, blow the horn. If you got stubble on your job, blow the horn. Give God some praise up in here because the Lord is worthy. Yeah, the Lord is worthy to be praised. She gonna teach me how to blow my horn. I got it up in the office. I said, my God, Lord, I know you're doing something new. Listen, and there are two things that I need you to keep in tension in the text. One is that God is sending a Messiah. That's what the text says. God is sending someone. And if you study your scriptures, you would know that in the book of Isaiah, there's something called the servant songs. There are servant songs in which Isaiah talks about God's servant who have come to usher in God's promise. The Messiah. We believe the Messiah has come. But when you look at the servant songs, it gives new understanding to who the Messiah is because it talks about the Messiah. It doesn't mention the name Jesus. It simply talks about the Messiah. It talks about the suffering servant. And on one hand, in this one verse, God says to the servant, it is too small a thing that I would only send you to the tribes of Jacob. But listen, did you understand? He was being sent to the tribes of Jacob. The tribes of Jacob are the sons of Jacob that are found in the book of Genesis. Those sons that were birthed by Jacob's love of Leah and Rachel and Zilpah and Bilhah, four women, gave birth to 12 sons. And those 12 sons went on to become known as the 12 tribes of Jacob. It is those tribes that we find throughout the rest of the Bible. It is those tribes that we find mentioned in the book of Revelation, at the end of the book of Revelation, is those tribes. And so Jesus, the Messiah, was being sent to the tribes of Jacob because God wanted the Jews to understand that I'm about to do a new thing. You've got your Messiah put in a box, that the Messiah is just for you, that the Messiah is just for the Jews. But God is trying to say, yes, you are being sent to Reuben and Gad and Zebulun and all of the tribes of Jacob. But God says to the servant, it's not only to the tribes of Jacob that I'm sending you. It is too small a thing that I would only send you to the tribes of Jacob. I'm also going to give you as a light unto the Gentiles. And so what God is saying, I believe, in the servant song of Isaiah 49 verse 6, is that you have a purpose, yes. But many of us think our purpose is just what we understand. Come on, somebody. But I'm here to serve notice on somebody that as big as your imagination is, God's got something more for you than you can even imagine. How many of you have ever heard the scripture that said God is going to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there would not be room enough to receive it? I need someone here to understand that God is trying to do a new thing in your life. God is trying to do a new thing in your marriage. God is trying to do a new thing in your church. God is trying to do a new thing in your ministry. God is trying to do a new thing in your relationship. But as big as you think God is, I've stopped by to tell you, God is bigger than what you think. How many of you know God is bigger? God is bigger. I need somebody to say, God is bigger. Yeah. God says to the suffering servant, your mission, yes, is to stretch the minds of the Jews. And if you look at the start of the early church, Peter and James and many others in the early church only thought that the gospel of Jesus Christ was just for the Jews. But God raised up a man by the name of Paul. And he said, Peter, as big as you think God is, I need you to understand God is bigger than what you think. The message of Jesus Christ is not only for the Jews, but it is also for the Gentiles. It is also for the people in Corinth and in Rome and in Philippi and in Ephesus and in Thessalonica and some other places that you don't even think that the gospel belongs. So I need some folk to understand that the modern day version of this is that the message of Jesus Christ isn't just for believers that have grown up in the church. It's too small for that. The message of Jesus Christ is a message that we've got to take out of that door onto the streets of Trenton, New Jersey, and go to the gangbangers and help them to understand that Jesus wants to do a new thing in your life. I know you think you can't get money any other way but to sell drugs and to do this and to do that. But brother, if you just give God one chance, I believe God will blow your mind. God wants us to take him out of the box. And the more limitations we put on the Lord, the more God is trying to say, let me loose me and let me go. Let me be God. I'm already God. I don't have to prove to myself. I created the heavens and the earth. I scooped the dust from the ground. I piled the mountains on high. I threw the stars in the... I'm God all by myself. But I need you to know that I am God. And so many of us put God in a box. And I'm here to say today is for many, if not all of us, a new opportunity to take God out of the box. Because Isaiah says to the servant, it is too small a thing that you would only be sent to the tribes of Jacob. But I would also send you as a light unto the Gentiles. And the scripture says at the end of that text, I need you to understand, at the end of that text, it says in 49 verse 6, that you may be salvation unto the end of the earth. God is saying, many of those young men and young women out there will never step foot in a traditional church. I don't care what name is on the billboard. Many of those young men and young women, those boys and girls out there, may never step foot in a traditional church, but we need to take God out of the sanctified walls of the traditional church and loose him out on the streets and go tell the world that we serve a risen Savior. Because the only sermon some folk may hear will be how God has done a new thing in your life. And somebody needs to see God in you and understand that you're not afraid to let God be God. When you can let your hair down and take your weave off and go ahead and take your eyelashes off and kick your shoes off, do what you gotta do to let people know that I'm just like you. I'm no better than you. In point of fact, I did more stuff than you did. But look at what the Lord has done for me. Look at what the Lord has brought me from. And if he can do it for me, he can do it for you. Come on, somebody. And so I, the pastor of the Shiloh Baptist Church of Trenton, New Jersey, just wanted to inaugurate this new service, saying that we want to take God out of the box and we want to do a new thing. Listen, the pews aren't full yet, but it's all right. I'm not betting over who's not here. I'm thanking God for who is here. Look around you. You got some saints that are on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I bless the Lord today. Because Deacon Green, we taking God out of the box. We about to go to a new place. We about to go to a new street. We about to go to new depths. We about to take God out of the box. Because the Lord says it's too small for you to think I'm only going to do what you think I'm going to do. Understand, I'm bigger than your imagination. I got some folk who have not yet been saved. And I'm going to go send somebody. And if you don't want to go ahead and sit down. Because I'll raise somebody up. And I'm looking for some folk who are not trying to stay in the box. But I'm looking for some folk who are willing to go where God wants to send us. And so I don't know about you, but I'm happy today. Yeah, we're going to do what we do on Sunday, but today we're going to take God out of the box. And listen, we're not trying to keep God in the box on Sunday. There's nothing wrong with a congregational hymn and a traditional altar prayer. But every now and again, whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday, you need to understand that God is bigger. God is bigger. God is bigger than what you think. So as I get ready to close this sermon, I just want you to know we're going to do this once a month until God tells us to do it more. And then we're going to do it twice a month until God tells us to do it more. And then we're going to do it every week until God tells us to stop. Because I believe that this worship experience is going to be for the purpose of somebody that won't come in on a Sunday, but they'll come in on a Saturday. Listen. Even if you're on your way to the club in Philadelphia, I want you to stop by Reverend 340, Reverend S. Howard Woodson Way. I want you to let the Lord do what the Lord is going to do. And I bet you. Sooner or later, the Lord may take the taste out of your mouth for clubbing. Come on, somebody. But I'm not going to beat you up because you like to go clubbing. Just come on by the church before you go clubbing. Nothing wrong with that.
give God a chance. I dare you to give God a chance. I dare you to take God out of the box. I dare you, I double dog dare you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding in all of your ways. Acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Take God out of the box. Come on, Wayne. And I just to demonstrate to you that as your pastor, I'm going to go ahead and take God out of the box. This part of the sermon. Yeah. This part of the sermon. Go ahead and turn it up, Brother Wayne.
Somebody put their hands together and give God a praise offering in this place. Take God out of the box. Take God out of the box. One more time with me. Take
God out of the box. Give God a praise offering in this place. Everybody standing to their feet. Everybody standing to their feet. This isn't a show. It's worship. And the Bible says Michal looked at David like he was crazy. The Abigail. Abigail looked at David like he was Michal. Let me get my head right now. I'm still in my praise dance mode, see. But every now and again, when you taking God out of the box, some folk gonna think you crazy. And when you're willing to try new stuff for God, how many of y'all thought I would ever try to do that? Come on, somebody. I didn't even know I was going to do that. And I said, Lord, I'm going with you on it. Because it is symptomatic of what it means for the leader to take God out of the box. And if I'm willing to step out on faith and go places I've never gone before, I need the people of God to say, I'm willing to go wherever you want me to go, do whatever you want me to do, say whatever you want me to say. Because I'm taking you, God, out of the box. What's the scripture tonight? Isaiah what? 49:6. So y'all, when y'all, what went on? I text everybody I could text. I went on the radio, talk about everybody I can talk about. So the preacher talked about taking God out of the box. That God wants to do something new. Not just in Shiloh, but in the city of Trenton. And I'm declaring and decreeing right now that something new is going to happen in the city of Trenton because of what the people of God have endeavored to do here tonight. Take God out of the box. So as Aaron plays, we get ready to close. I need someone here tonight to be bold enough to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I can't see it, but I'm going to trust you. I've been praying about this little dance for about a year now. Didn't know when I was going to do it. But when I first heard Ty do this song, I said, my God, I love the message. And I wasn't going to do it up until today. But the Lord said, no. It wasn't perfectly choreographed. I'm going to keep working on it, y'all. I'm going to keep working on it. Had a few glitches in it. But I said, Lord, I'm gonna go ahead and do it because you called me to do it. Because you are taking me and us to places we never thought we would go before. And so if that's a message for you tonight, I need you to say, Lord, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to go to a place I never thought I would go before. So if you want to take God out of the box, I'm inviting you to come forward. And we're just going to stretch across this aisle. We're going to have a time of prayer and a time of just free flowing. Let the Spirit of the Lord. If you want to join the church, you can come forward. If you want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ for the first time, you can come forward. Or if you just want special prayer, I want you to come forward. Whomever you are and wherever you've been, whatever you're going through, whatever you're about to go through. God bless you, sister. Come on down. That's right. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody else willing to step out and just join our sister up here? How many of you are going to take God out of the box? Come on, sister. I love it. I love it. I love it. Who's going to take God out of the box? Who's going to take God out of the box today? Who's going to take the Lord out of the box today? In the name of the Lord Jesus. I believe everybody wants to go to a new place. But sometimes the devil makes us afraid. God is saying to you tonight, do not be afraid
of what you can't see and what you don't know. Because God is about to do a new thing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody else? Come join us. Younger, older, black, white, red, brown, gay, lesbian, straight. I don't care who you are. If you're here tonight and you want the Lord to do something new in your life, I want you to come forward in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless the Lord today. I bless the Lord today. Listen, we're going to do, if there are some of you who are here today who want to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody here wants to say, Lord, I want to give my life to you today. I want to start fresh. I've been going down this road, but I want to change. I'm not talking about the folk in church who've already said, Lord, I do love you. I'm talking about someone new tonight who have never said, I want the Lord to be my Lord. Anybody here tonight standing who wants to give their life? Somebody give God a praise offering. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Give me a hug. To God be the glory. I've got my sister Nikita here. We're going to just keep her here for a moment. Anybody else who wants to say, Lord, I want to give my life to you tonight. I want to do a new thing tonight and come forward and make a declaration that I want to change my life. And I want to try you, Jesus. Anybody here? How many of you are here and you're not part of a church? You already said that I love the Lord and he's your Lord and Savior, but you've been out of a church because a pastor have hurt you or the church members have hurt you, and now you're looking for a new branch of Zion, and you didn't know what you were going to feel when you came in here tonight. But if the Lord is leading you to join and unite with us here at the Shiloh Church, I want to give an opportunity for you. Anyone here tonight for whom that's the case, just raise your hand if you want to unite and just join the church here today in the name of the Lord. That's all right. If you're not here and raise your hand, you can even talk to us after the service. So then I trust that the rest of you tonight have come here. You believe in the Lord Jesus. You're part of somebody's church. And yet you realize that I've been putting God in a box. And today and tonight, I want to loose God. And I want God to be God. And I want God to do a new thing in my life, in my family, and in my church, in my community. And if that's you, I want you to raise your hand, even if you're not standing here. How many of you are looking for God to do something new in your life today? Those who are standing up here, I'm just going to take the fruit of this olive plant. I'm just going to touch your head with oil. Asking the Lord the newness of the oil of the olive plant. Just to bless our sisters and our brothers who have come here tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. It's not my hand, but it's the oil of God representing the newness of the Holy Spirit in your life. And so we come tonight just asking the Lord's blessings upon you. Name of Jesus. I don't know who you are, and I don't know where you're from and what your circumstances are, but I believe God is able to do a new thing in your life. I believe God wants to do a new thing in your life. And I've come tonight simply to lay my hands upon you, those who are standing, and ask God to do what only God can do in the name of Jesus. And if you already know the Lord, I want you to just to pray right now. I want you to assume whatever posture of prayer right now in the name of Jesus. For some of you are trusting God for something new and something big tonight. But I know the Lord can do everything but fail. Just come tonight just to say the hand of God be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you now. We come right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, God, to do a new thing in these who stand here tonight. You know their circumstances and you know their situations. You know what they've been through, where they're going, and what they're about to go through. And Lord, you also know what their prayers are. And so on tonight, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everybody under the sound of my voice, and particularly for these who have stepped out of their seats and come forward, Lord, because they are looking. They are petitioning your throne of grace. And I pray that you who sit high, that you would look low into the lives
of the people of God who are standing here right now. I pray that you would open up doors that no man can shut. I pray that you would build bridges over troubled waters. I pray that you would move mountains out of their way. I pray, God, that you would make their enemies their footstool in order for them to climb on up a little bit higher. Father, the devil is busy, but the devil is a liar. And today we declare and we decree that the devil is defeated. And by the power of Almighty God, we loose you right now in the name of Jesus Christ and ask that you will do a new thing. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man what you want to do, what you're about to do, what you are doing right now. Have your way, Father, and we'll be careful to give your name glory, praise, and honor. Everybody who loves the Lord, I want you to shout the shout of victory tonight. Hallelujah! 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 It is so. It is done. In the name of Jesus. Give God a praise offering in this place. Hallelujah. Hug somebody in the sanctuary. Hug them. Hug them. Hug them and say, take God out of the box. Even out there in the sanctuary, hug somebody. If you're not hugging somebody, hug somebody.